Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, again, it's a joy to come before you and your Word, knowing that you know what is best for us. Your Creator, God, you made us. And you made a way that we could become your children through your Son, Jesus. And I thank you that you've given us your Word to show us just how your plan worked out through the book of Esther. I thank you that we get to read it, and I pray that by your Holy Spirit, you will teach us and guide us into all truth, and we'll give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Mordecai Did, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 4, and verse 17. As we complete the fourth chapter of the book of Esther, we have come to a pivotal point in our story. The Jews have an edict hanging over their heads that if not intervened will mean their extermination. Mordecai has commanded Esther to take action by going in before King Ahasuerus and making an appeal for their lives. Although he has warned her that neither she nor her family will escape this judgment, Esther knows that appearing before the king uninvited could cost her her life. She has requested a fast, both of food and drink, for 3 days and nights to spiritually intercede on her behalf. And she has resolved that if she perishes, she perishes. In chapter 4 and verse 17 of the book of Esther, we see Mordecai's reaction to her request. We read, "So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him." We see two responses from Mordecai in this verse. First, "So Mordecai went his way." The conversation and appeal on his part was complete, and there was no need for further discussion. His beckoning to Queen Esther no longer needed persuasion or argument, so he simply went his way. There is a time for continuance, and there is another time for activity. Once all the dialogue is finished, action is required. Although some might like to continue in conversation, at this point Mordecai knew that he was to respond with his feet and move from the scene. Secondly, Mordecai did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Rather than sit around and continue to talk about, wonder, and plan about an idea of fasting, Mordecai did what Esther requested. In the book of James in chapter 1 in verse 22, we read, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." This is how Mordecai responded to the word of Esther. His activity proved his belief in her instructions, and rather than sit around and listening, he acted upon it. In other words, Mordecai did, and he did so completely. He followed every instruction Esther commanded him. There are times when we should be listening and have dialogue with others, and then there is a time for activity. There are times when we pray, and then we act upon the prayers we have made. If Mordecai had simply continued conversation until the deadline of extermination, the Jews would have died. But he didn't. He went and he did, and that made a difference in the outcome. Perhaps as we ponder this idea in today's verse, we should ask ourselves, are there areas in our lives for which it is time to move and do rather than continue to have conversation about it? Has the time of prayer been made and now it is time for action? Remember that we must be doers of the word and not hearers only. And as we proceed within the will of God, may he make it clear to us which time it is. Next time, we will begin a new chapter and see Esther's preparation to appear before the king. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.